Darling, are you having trouble sleeping? I can tell by the look on your face. You definitely are. Oh, don't bother trying to pretend, honey. It's okay. I'm right here. Pretending you're asleep isn't going to stop me from holding you. Besides, there's nothing to worry about anymore. No more thoughts to be had. Yeah, that's right. I'm here to take away those thoughts. Yeah, in your favorite way. You know I can help you. Of course you know that, but you also want me to help you. You could just shut your brain off now and let me guide you to sleep, couldn't you? You could. I know you could. And I know you want to, my sweet boy. You want to let go and just let me take care of you. It's so freeing. So liberating to not have to think anymore, to hand yourself over to me so peacefully, so gently. I'll let you in on a little secret. I want you to shut it off too. Your thoughts, I mean. Your worries. Your inhibitions. Your filters. That's right. That fake sleeping face too. You can get rid of it. I care about you. I want my darling boy to get a real good night's sleep. I know you have a lot on your plate. I do too, really, but if I can just provide you a place where you can let go of all those daily stressors, I'll be glad. Glad that I can help. Glad to know that I can take that meddlesome mind and muddle it till you're just listening. Just feeling my care and my caresses. Listen to my voice. I love having that power over you. Power to give you serenity. Which is why it's okay to have a difficult time sleeping, sweetie. It's okay to need some help falling asleep. That's why I'm here, after all. To help you turn that mind off. To help you stop overthinking. To help you. To make sure you get some rest. You can surrender. And to show you how drowsy you really are. Now that you've been listening to me for a couple minutes. Oh. You are so, so drowsy, aren't you? Oh, look at that. No more screwing your eyes shut. Just a relaxed face. No more furrowed brow. While I just reach up and brush my finger along your face. Yes. Let the muscles there relax under my touch. It's almost as if my touch just reverberates through your skin into your body. My fingertips slide against your face. Feel my touch going straight to your brain, straight to that busy, busy mind. No longer busy, each little touch making you emptier, making you sleepier. Oh, making you forget about your daily struggles. Making you forget about whatever was keeping you awake. Yeah, my good boy. Just let me touch all those thoughts away. Oh, don't you feel your eyelids drooping for real? Yeah, honey. Just the sound of my voice and my fingertips have made you feel sluggish, haven't they? Oh, it's okay to react like that to me. I actually love that you get sleepy when I speak to you like this. I love watching you relax. Watching the tension drain from you. Not just your face. The rest of your body too. When I saddle up next to you and whisper to you. And let you know that you're safe. I can just feel you sinking deeper into the mattress now. I can feel you let go. Yes. Letting go of all that tension. Letting go. Inhaling deeply for me, sweetie. That's a good boy. Breathe so deeply for me and let my voice and my touch sink deeper into you, removing any thoughts, removing any resistance you have, any last little bits of consciousness of you melting away from me, leaving you bare, leaving you as I love to see you, peaceful, deep. Down under, vulnerable, and ready to sleep. Those cute little hums and whimpers you make when I lean in close and whisper in your ear. The way you can't decide whether I'm making you horny or sleepy. You really shouldn't have to decide, though. You can let me decide. Well, I've decided. I'm making you feel both. My words are wrapping you in a nice, warm, fuzzy blanket. And my voice It's teasing at your mind in another way. While my fingers dance across your skin and relax you and tease you just a little. Remind you that I can touch you however I want. That's okay. You can be horny and sleepy for me. I'll make sure that sleepiness wins over. You know what I love most about you? The fact that your mind is busy. It's just that much more satisfying to drive away at you with my words and touches and to watch those gears grind to a halt. Yeah, suddenly, instead of a furrowed brow, I'll see your mouth start to hang open, or I'll watch you knot your lip just a little, as if you think I can't see you doing that. Yeah, your busy thoughts are your downfall, honey. They're so easy to slow down. For me, at least.
It feels good.
They're so easy to turn against you.
To know when you're with me.
Because once they're slowed, there's nothing in there but me and my voice. Coaxing you down into sleep. Yes.
And I can be.
You make it so easy to make you happy. To make you sleepy. Make you horny.
That's it, honey. Sleep for mom.
Oh, yes. It's voice. So nice.
Be good, honey.
So nice to feel this good.
And sleep.
Yeah, sweetie. Your sleepy little mind isn't any good at resisting me this late at night. Or ever, really. The best part is, the longer you listen, the less and less resistance you'll have to offer me. Yes, you'll just get sleepier and sleepier with every breath, with every word, every little sound from me, each one more entrancing than the last. Isn't that?
Letting yourself fall into a place in your calm where you can relax.
Well, now I don't want you to be so sleepy that you lose track of what I'm saying.
Where you
at least not yet. I think it's very important that you listen to me because I know I can help you in this. But in order for me to help, you have to be willing to let me. So,
sleep for mommy.
I need you to not only listen,
close your eyes,
but to do as I say.
Mommy.
Do you think you can do that for me?
To sleep.
Yeah?
You're so tired.
Good bet. I knew you'd be willing to do as I say, but it's still so lovely to hear you tell me that you want to obey. It makes me happy to know you'll fall under trance, that you're slipping away even now as I speak. When we're cuddled up together like this, it's just too hard to resist my suggestions.
It feels good.
Who am I kidding? Maybe you will just fall asleep listening to me.
You have no.
And that's fine.
Responsibility.
Really, it's probably what's best.
You can be my little one.
To sleep for me. To sleep for me now. to sleep with a smile on your face.
You want to sleep for mommy.
Knowing that I'm here protecting you from bad dreams, from bad thoughts.
Be good, honey.
I want you to feel my arms around you and know that you're safe, that you can listen and just accept whatever words are coming out of my mouth as your truth. You're relaxed. Your mind is emptying out. You're listening to me. You want to drift. You want to sleep. You need to sleep. Because that's all you need. Me telling you what to think. Me telling you to relax now. Relax. Let yourself follow my words now. Feel them curling around you just as snugly as my body is curled around yours. As you lay here so peacefully. Yes, love. So warm and cozy for me. Feel how heavy your limbs are getting. Now that you've been listening to me for a little,
sleep for mommy.
Feel how my voice seems to be dragging you down deeper, closer to that blissful, empty state. What a beautiful place to be. And what a wonderful state to be in. Entranced. Yes, my good pet, entranced. For me. And I know that silly mind of yours so well. Your brain. Well, it can't help but make these little pathways. Short, simple ones that it likes to follow over and over. Whatever is the easiest path is the one it'll take. And darling, I've worn a few paths of my own into your mind. Yeah, I have. Without you even noticing. And I'm wearing them in even more as I coax you deeper. This pathway, yes, this pathway is the one that ties sleepiness. Those more sensual feelings. Yes, that's it, sweetie. The two can be felt simultaneously. And they both make you happy. It's good to let me make you feel this way. To let me mess around in your head. To make it react the way I so choose. Yes, yes, I've worn my way through your mind like it's my playground. I enjoyed every little sight I could find in there. I've slid down that slide to your deepest thoughts, and I've rode the carousel that leaves your head spinning, and sweetie, I've swung back and forth over and over on the swing of your deepest. It's been so fun. Yeah, it's been so, so very fun. So fun to tease you, to play, to find out more and more about you. Just from the muscles in your face twitching in response to my words, just by whispering. I could make you, oh, so vulnerable. To even the slightest bit of movement against you. Without even heightening your awareness or waking you up. Because you're so tired. So sleepy. dreamy in that silly head of yours. Yeah. Too sleepy to realize what's happening. Too sleepy to care. You just know you're with me. You just know that you're safe. You just know that I'm hugging you, that I'm holding you close to me. That my breasts are so soft and that my skin is so smooth. That my breath is warm and it keeps you calm and... Oh, it's okay though. I can touch you any way I want. Make you feel any way I want. Call you anything I want. Anything you want. And right now, I know you want to be my sleepy good girl. Yeah.
Empty.
Don't you? Don't you want to be my good girl? Yes. Good girl. Oh. Don't let my asking fool you. I already knew you did. I know much better than you what you want. Sleep, good girl. Be sleepy for me. Be tired. Get some nice, well-deserved rest. Well-deserved because I say it is, and rest because I want you to. It's really quite far past your bedtime. You should be closing your eyes and sleeping for me now. Your slowing mind just proves to the both of us how ready you are to sleep for me. And that warmth, I know you feel it. You're so warm, so sleepy. So horny.
Since you don't. It's sleep.
I'm going to count you down now. And you're going to let these numbers pull you down deeper. Deeper into trance. Deeper into submission. Deeper into sleep. 10. Each number leaving you sleepier. 9. Sleepy and drifty and horny. 8. Dropping down deeper. 7. Letting your mind slow and your cock harden. 6. Letting your breathing deepen. 5. Feel yourself sink into your bed. 4. You're safe here, so horny. 3. You can sleep for me. 2. Sleep so deeply, so peacefully. 1. Sleep. Sleep for me, darling one. You feel so horny, but so sleepy. But let yourself sleep. Sleep. You're so sleepy for me. Your natural inclination to listen, to follow, is just so easily brought to the surface by my words, by my hushes, and my whispers, and the intimacy with which I hold you, becoming drowsier and droopier for me, and hornier while I move my hand to brush against your forehead, to gently smooth your hair back, so I can kiss you there. Warm lips, pressing so tenderly against you, making you hear my words so clearly in that sleepy little mind of yours, darling. With my mouth so close to you, how can you do anything but listen? How can you do anything but obey? You need to sleep, darling girl. Please, will you sleep for me? will you get hornier and hornier for me while you sleep? Will you let yourself drift? You get so frustrated, so wound up just for me, my good girl, sleep. Because you're so very horny, you want to grind and you want to touch, but all you can do is feel yourself get harder. Is feel yourself get harder and harder from my whispers. Sleep and let each of these kisses spread their warmth across your face. Feel yourself growing warmer for me. The wonderful heat of exhaustion and serenity encompassing your thoughts. That heat tinging your cheeks. Oh, are you embarrassed? Please don't bother with such silly emotions right now. It's bedtime. Sleep for me. Get horny for me. Be my good girl. Let yourself rest on me. Feel my breasts. My breath rising and falling. And know that you're safe here with me. That's right. No bra tonight. Just nice. Pillowy softness for you to nuzzle into, sweet one. Then my voice, of course. Yes, my voice and this horny cock. Oh, what's that? You're getting warm everywhere? Well, yes, of course you are. You're pressed so close against me. It's natural to be getting warm like this, sweetheart. So please, no fretting, no worrying, no thinking, no more moving. Just heavy limbs, just hard cock, slow thoughts. Just a frustrated little girl and a sleepy, darling one. A sleepy, good girl, for me. Yeah, it's okay to be sleepy like this, to be warm like this, for me. Remember, my kisses, my voice, they made you this way. So really, let go to the feeling, let go for me. Resisting is just making you more sleepy and more horny, so horny. Please, just sleep. Sleepy, sleepy girl. What a cute little smile on your face. Oh, yeah. Look at you, smiling bigger for me now, honey. Honey, you're letting me know how much you like this. What a good girl you are. My good girl. And that smile, it looks so sleepy, so content. You're happy to be drifting here, cuddled by my warmth. Let that warmth seep deeper into you, deeper into your mind, deeper into your core, turning you hornier and sleepier, making you so drowsy, so lustful. You just need attention, but you need to sleep, sweetie. Let me count you down now. It's time to sleep for me. 10. Heavier and heavier. 9. Sinking down into your bed. 8. being held so safely, so close. 7, surrendering your thoughts. 6, letting me guide you to where you need to be. 5, to sleep, deep, deep sleep. 4, deep down and dropping deeper still. 3, sleep now. 2, impossible to think, impossible to move. It's time to 1, sleep, sleep, down, deep, deep, sleep, sleep, sleep,
sleep, sleep for mommy, for mommy.
What a good girl you are. That silly mind was just racing away seconds ago. How is it now? Thoughts aren't nearly as invasive when you're listening to me, are they?
You can be my
no, dear, they're not. No, dear, they're not. You just hear my words and you know they're your lullaby. You listen and you feel secure. Your body just automatically lets yourself drift off. Even though my control over you is so much more physical, it's a nice reminder to have my touch against you. Honey, feel my hand tracing down from your neck, over your chest, slipping down, down to your private parts, and you're wearing your panties tonight. I just knew you were feeling like my good girl. I just knew. I can always count on you to behave. I can always read those little expressions on your face. I know when you surrender to your urges. Honey, I know what you want me to do. You want me to touch you through these panties, to hold you against me while I grip you through the fabric, to massage you rhythmically, softly, holding you in place, holding your mind in place on the precipice between sleep and lust. You can't resist my warmth. You can't deny how good my hand feels pressing against you. You can't escape your drowsiness. And you won't. So it's good that you don't have to. And it's good that you don't want to. Isn't it? Just let me rub you here. Let me massage away any worries of whether you'll sleep or come. Just feel me against you and let go, knowing that I'm here for my darling girl. And I won't go anywhere, and neither will my hand. I'd never leave you alone. Not when you're so vulnerable and sleepy. I'm here. I'll keep you safe. I'll keep you sleepy. I'll keep you horny. And I'll keep my hand on your panties. Just like you want. But you also want me to reach inside them and hold you, to surround you with my hand and keep you warm this way. Not just with my breasts, not just with my voice. Let me massage you within. Let me melt your mind till you're drifting away to blissful slumber. When you're so sleepy, like this. I love sliding those panties aside and stroking you, holding you in my hand and pulsing your cock while you slip deeper and deeper into sleep for me. Despite the pleasure you feel, you're just too drowsy to stay awake. You know that I won't do anything you wouldn't love while you sleep. So fall deep, sleep. Let me hold you, let me stroke you, each slow movement upwards in time with your slow, heavy breaths, each movement downwards, a deep exhale. Oh, you think less and less of anything and feel only what you can. Sleepiness and pleasure. The perfect combination for my sleepy girl. You love the pressure of the panties keeping you in place. My hand squeezed against you by the fabric. And once you've done what I've asked you to, once you've fallen deep into sleep, beyond waking, I can do anything I want. Anything you want. Which would be sliding my body down, down against you, down till I can slide those panties down as well, freeing you, so I can swing my thigh across you, so I can grind down against you with my pussy. All it would take to slide into me is the gentle application of pressure from my fingertips, and suddenly you'd feel truly embraced. My pussy holding you, massaging you, clenching around you, so wet, so hot, so safe while you sleep. A soft place to fall deeper into, to surrender completely within, to be milked, to empty yourself into. Yes. You could so easily fill me up with your cock and your cum, darling girl. You could do it in your sleep, and you'd be happy to do it. Just for me. You would do it just to feel my pussy walls massaging you tightly, clenching and releasing, tightening and loosening, grasping you, holding you until you release yourself. And I'd love to release your cum back into you. I'd love to put your cock back into your panties, to crawl up your body, to perch myself atop your face, above your mouth, which lays open, slack from slumber. And I'd love to let your cum drip into you, to let you taste us, taste safety, surrender, release. Oh, while you're so sleepy and unable to do anything. But being in charge of you means I have to be responsible for your health. So, honey, sleep. Let yourself fall into my voice and absorb these scenes I'm painting for you. Let them bloom as you slip into unconsciousness, so you can feel me doing those things to you in your dreams. My helpless, good girl. Claim you inside and out, your mind, your body, every little fantasy swirling around you and the sweetest dreams you've ever had. All while I hold you. Hold your cock through your panties, massaging away until your busy mind is nothing but a droopy, drowsy mess. Good girl. I want you to be yourself, to let your true desire show for me. The hornier you get, the sleepier you are, and the harder it is for you to do anything but sleep. this heat in your groin, it's intense, it's overwhelming. You've confused arousal with slumber, Pat. That's okay. You're sleepy, you're horny, you're exhausted, you're throbbing. And all the while, these silly words are playing about in your head, making it impossible for you to resist. No way to do anything but let go now, because my lips by your ears are just reaffirming those fantasies you've had. In your dreams, you feel me sliding against and over you, my breasts hanging heavily and pressing onto your skin, our heat melting as one. If you were to open your eyes, you would see me straddling you, my pussy warming you through your panties, and well, it'd be the most perfect sight you've ever seen. You've seen it before though, honey, so no need to open those eyes. And it's so tempting to reach up and grab my hips, to grind up against me, to do anything, any little thing to get more friction, to have me move on you. You won't move though, because you can't. You're fast asleep for me. You can't really tell if I'm actually up there or not. It feels like I'm still next to you. Are you just feeling my hand, or are you really beneath me? You accept that you're far too sleepy, far too deep under my control to hold any sway over what's happening. No, you've just forgotten how to move, how to do anything but sleep and listen. You don't mind what's happening either way. You just love being safe with me. You just love surrendering, sleeping, being a good girl. My good girl. Oh, I could be grinding against you. I could be forcing you to lick my cunt, to suckle my nipples, but you can't fathom any other thing you'd rather do than submit to my words and sleep. No. No, of course you can't. You'd have to be able to think to do that. All you know is that you want me to put you to sleep. Whether it's my hand, my pussy, or my voice. It doesn't matter. You want to sleep for me. So sleep. While you doze off, feel the movements of my hips, my hand back and forth over you, holding you down, reminding you of your place, your cute panties growing wet from your pre, or my juices sliding against your hardness. Oh, I know how much you love me. I know that if you were awake, you might even contest me for dominance, but when you're this weak, you want me to just pull those panties aside and take you inside of me, to ride you while you're helplessly asleep for me. That desire, so powerful and overwhelming, you ache for me. I know you do, but you should sleep. Oh, but it'd be so lovely to make you come in your panties, to make you lose control without any true friction, just a slow, gentle massage, to make you confuse your dreams with reality. But darling, I won't make you. No, I won't. Because I just want you to sleep.
Sleep for mommy.
just want you to sleep for me.
For mommy.
Can you do that? Can you sleep for me?
Sleep for mommy.
I know you can.
Just
I know you want to. Ah, my little girl, you're safe. You can sleep. I'll be here for you. To make sure that you let those sleepy eyes win over this cock. Win over those panties wrapped around you. You're my good girl, and you're sleeping. You're my good girl, and you're sleeping for me. My hand so gently tracing up and down your cock still, and you're too sleepy to realize I was never atop you. Too sleepy to realize that I'm just holding you tight, making you warm, making you feel embraced, surrounded, cared for, loved. Sweetie, my good girl, just sleep for me. Sleep now. Sleep. Let go of the last of your control. Let go of the pleasure and surrender to sleep.
You want to sleep.
You're too drowsy, honey. I've kept you up too long. Toyed with your mind just enough to drop you down. Finally,
you want
into slumber. It's time to sleep.
You want to drift.
It's time to let go.
You want to
listen
sleep.
To my whisper. Let me guide you. You can sleep
you
for me.
To listen.
You can sleep for my voice.
To drift.
My voice makes you sleepy.
You want to be mommy's good
love. My voice makes you calm.
Sleep for
you
mommy.
Need sleep.
Sleep for me.
Sleep for me. So still, so calm. Each deep
sleep
breath, each gently encouraging you to drift into dreamland, where I'll be waiting,
sleep for me.
Waiting to hold you there too, waiting to make my good girl feel so amazing, amazingly cared for, caressed,
I know
loved. Yeah, sleep,
it's so hard not
sleep,
to.
And I can hold you tighter. Sleep
just
and we can have fun together in your dreams.
That's
sleep for my voice.
Sleep.
Sleep for my words. Sleep for pleasure.
Care deeply and sleep.
Sleep for pleasure, darling girl. Sleep. Drop. Deep.
Good girl.
Deep sleep.
Your mommy's good.
Deep.